This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Janella, Janella Hicks, Hicks, date of birth 6/24/1947. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Hicks with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and multiple sclerosis. Her last visit was November 11th, 2024. She has gained 6 pounds over the last 6 months. She's unable to exercise due to the muscle and joint pain from the multiple sclerosis, and she has severe fatigue. She did have an ER visit since her last visit. She had severe pain in the right upper thigh. She had CAT scans that were all negative, and then the next day she developed shingles in that area. And they had treated her with prednisone, which was very helpful in suppressing the outbreak of shingles. And that is better at this point. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities and has requested a refill on her Lasix today. She doesn't use them daily, but when she does use them, it's 40 milligram daily for 1 to 2 days, and then she stops again. She is on a very high dose of gabapentin, 800 milligram 3 times a day, and that probably exacerbates the edema. Since her last visit, she ended up having a cardiac catheterization. That was done 4/9/25. That was actually negative for significant disease. All of the, even the right coronary arteries were also normal, but she did have a very high coronary calcium score, and on fluoroscopy there was just an abundance of calcium noted. She also had, since her last visit, CT scan of the chest, also abdomen and pelvis. She does have some small renal cysts, most likely a cyst on the right renal, on the right kidney that was about 1.3 centimeters in size, and some pulmonary nodules that are up to 0.7 centimeters. And she has severe degenerative changes at L2-3 on the CAT scan of the pelvis. She is worried because her creatinine level was elevated after the heart catheterization. But always the contrast that's required for heart caths generally transiently increases creatinine levels. So we're going to recheck the level again next month. Hopefully that will be back down to her baseline. Usual creatinine levels have been 1.0 to 1.1, and the most recent one on April 21st is 1.16. So not really, not terribly high, but it is the highest level she's had to date. She does have recurrent headaches and dizziness, none currently, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And medications, I also want to highlight lisinopril is 5 milligram daily, Norvasc 10 milligram daily, also contributing to the edema of the lower extremities. Now she's on Plavix, 75 milligram daily, and she's been on Lipitor, 40 milligram daily for many years. Coreg is 25 milligram twice a day. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Vitamin B12 shot for pernicious anemia. Baclofen is 10 milligram every 6 hours as needed for muscle spasms. Xanax, 0.5 milligram at bedtime as needed. And the Lasix is 40 milligram daily for 1 to 2 days in a row as needed for edema of the lower extremities. Physical exam, weight 227 pounds, pulse 66, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. And she does have 1 to 2+ edema, ankles, and midway up to knees bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 21st, 2025, and creatinine 1.16 with estimated GFR of 49. Calcium is, corrected calcium is 8.0, albumin 3.7, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.9, hemoglobin is 10.7, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with slightly increased creatinine level after the cardiac cath in April. We are going to repeat labs in May again. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, proteinuria, stable on low-dose lisinopril. 4, multiple sclerosis without exacerbation. 5, pernicious anemia. And the patient will have labs generally every 3 months after the labs in May, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.